Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 24th of September. Hope you're well. Thank you very much to everybody who sent in info re RSI and things. I was aware of RSI mouses and things on for computers, obviously, but it just hadn't even crossed my mind. You just sort of get into things, and I've got a setup here, and I've only got an Apple. I've got an Apple setup with an Apple Bluetooth mouse and an Apple trackpad. It is definitely that, because I've sort of done some experiments of not using it and then using it, and it instantly starts feeling worse. So I have taken some of those recommendations, and I've ordered some ergonomic RSI friendly kit, which would hopefully be here today, tomorrow. I've got the exercises. I've ordered a gyroscope that somebody said is really good, and had good reviews. So thank you for that. It's just stuff I hadn't even really thought of. It just gone out of my mind. But it's increasingly painful. I think over the last sort of 3-4 months since football started back has been my most sustained sort of period sitting at the desk. I think we've only sort of had 6 or 7 days where there hasn't been football at all. And as I said to sort of some of my guys, whatever, whether it's 100 games or one game, I've still got to run all the same processes and update all the sheets. So, yeah, no, thank you for that. Just stuff I hadn't even really thought of. I really appreciate it. Really good stuff. Just shows you once again the FTS team coming in. I can't remember what bet I put up yesterday. I think I might have put Oiter up. If I did, you would have had a winner. There's not much today. There's 4 Chinese games. I do. There's a small bit of value in the Jiangsu Suning game versus Guangzhou FC. I think my Chinese is fluent. Back in over 2.5 is currently even money. I've got it a shade of odds on. So over 2.5, you could trip back that through the first 10-15 minutes, and also a little bit in the first half goal. So you could either wait and do 25 minutes and do the first half goal if it's still 0-0, and then flip to the goal markets at half time, or you could drip the 2.5 and still do the first half goal late on in the first half, sort of 35 minutes on if you wish to. More than one way to skin a cat. And then the other day I commented, I can't remember, you know me, I'm useless, on bits and bobs of, you know, the social media. Joe, I made reference to Joe, and Joe posted a little bit of his own on there. It's just, all I try and get across to people is it's about you. I mean, there's many ways to skin a cat, and the key to it first for me is you've got to understand yourself. That's the key. If you do not understand and know how you function, and I've talked about the many ways of learning, and how I do things would not suit a lot of people. My mindset, I know exactly what makes me tick, and I have done for the last 10 years. I know exactly what my mindset is. I know I'm not going to flip my lid. I know I still get excited at late goals. I know I'm patient. I know I can quite happily avoid having a bet. I know everything that makes me tick in pretty much all walks of life. You know, in my relationship with Sam, things I do with the kids, I know the stuff that makes me tick and that gives me the most, fulfillment, satisfaction in how I do things. There's bits about what I do that I don't like. I don't particularly enjoy, sitting here holding this wrist, and it just made me think of how long I've actually sat at the computer for the last 3 months. I think I need to change that. Get things moving a bit quicker, change processes. I am a bit of a dinosaur in some of the ways I work. And I sent, as an example, some videos of my processes to Chris yesterday. I sort of thought, I've got to do something about this, videoed it. And halfway through, I said, you're probably on the whiskey now with your head in your hands. Because as I was doing it, I thought, some of this is madness. But he'll help me with that, and we'll get there. But I think you've got to make yourself I think you understand. I mean, my gripe with these people who come on, and I'm not talking about people who post a screenshot, these people who come on sniping, got nothing positive to say, always looking to have a dig at somebody, whoever it is. You know, we know there's scammers and that on Twitter. We don't need to go and find them and dig them out. What point does it serve? It doesn't actually serve you anything. They're going to carry on until Twitter shut it down. They're going to carry on doing it. They'll close accounts, style up. So, but it's the people who snipe, you know, and I've seen it with members of FTS who've had direct messages from other people and this, that and the other, and they send them on to me. And I just think the people send them, what is the matter with you? Got, there's more than one way to stand there and say, my way is the only way. You know, this is what I believe and this is how it works, but that is the only way. Just think how, I mean, you're a lunatic, aren't you? Just think how ridiculous that sounds. Just think how, what sort of big-headed numpty that you believe that is the only way is madness. Because lots of people make money on Betfair. People you don't hear of make money on Betfair doing lots of different things in different ways. But what you've got to find is the way that works for you. You know, and going back to Joe said he's given up the trading because that wasn't for him. I've always sort of said to people, try and learn one thing and do it well. I'm not necessarily saying that's definitely going to be a path to success, but for me, that's what I did. I laid the draw until I understood the markets. I knew what was going to happen when a goal went in. I knew what my exit was going to be. I knew what my entry was going to be. I knew what I could lose every game. So I just learned one, and that's what I've tried to say to people. Obviously, back then, we didn't have social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know, I'm not on two of those three, and I genuinely don't read Twitter a lot now. Nothing like I used to in lockdown. You know, I spent probably too long on there in lockdown. I feel a lot better for it. Because most of it's bollocks. Most of it is complete and utter garbage. You're not going to find the answer. Genuinely, I firmly believe you are not going to find the answer reading Twitter. You might find somebody who can help you, but you're not going to find the answer sitting reading the shit on there to anything. To Brexit, to fucking Trump, to Labour Party. It's not going to be found on Twitter, that I can assure you. That's not where life is going to be solved. Life's problems are not solved on a platform that is making millions of pounds or trillions of pounds or billions of pounds, whatever it is Jack's making, with people talking shit on there. That's not going to be where the answers are. You find the answer firstly in yourself and sitting down. And all I've tried to say to people over this summer, here's, you know, I've done some Zooms, here's what I do, show people a lot of what I do. Build a plan for yourself. Build a plan for you. Understand what sort of person you are. Understand what makes you tick. Understand where you've gone wrong in the past. Are you somebody who chases bets or whatever? And then, right, form a plan. What can I do? What have I got time to do? What do I enjoy doing? What have I got the knowledge that I can understand to do? And you build yourself around that. And once you do that, you'll find, actually, I can be quite successful. And with most people, I have found less is more. So, for example, the people who aren't doing trading, who've tried to do trading, Ultimate, maybe a few other services, have actually found that just doing Ultimate fixed odds bets, no stress, no sitting there all day, they can put their bets on, suits them. For others, it won't suit them because it's not quick enough, so they may want to trade more. The instantaneous, you know, being busier, the instantaneous nature of going into markets. I still like, I mean, I've had bots built and Lee Cowes help me, and I'm going to sort of move on to stuff like that after the international break and talk more about that with regard to the integrating into FTS in general. But I still actually quite enjoy having sessions sat at the computer, because a bot for times for me can be too rigid. It can be too fixed. I may spot opportunities or prices that are lower that I think actually, you know, I want to have more on there than the bot would put on. So I quite enjoy it. So it's finding that balance of what makes you tick. And that was really all the point I was trying to make, that ignoring what other people do, my view on Twitter and gamblers on Twitter in particular is it's extremely, extremely toxic. Very few people are there to help. They're always looking to either show off or they're looking to gripe and dig. And I don't get that personality. I don't gripe and dig at anyone. I'll defend myself and I'll have a go at people and I'll say things. You know, somebody said to me, but you criticise Love Island. Yeah, I think Love Island, shit, that's just an opinion. It's not changing anybody's life, is it? You can sit at home and watch Love Island and BGT and all the shit that you want. I do firmly believe it, but it's just content for the podcast as well. That fucking old shite. It is shite. It's bollocks. What do you learn from it? I'd rather people sat down and read a book. I say to my kids, don't watch shit. Don't fill your brains with all this bollocks. Try and learn something. Make yourself a better person. And I believe, I'm a massive reader. I think reading really is the way to further yourself. You know, when I went to school, we were told to read a book a week. And I've kept that up all through my life for the last 40 years. I was 8 years old when I got told that. For the last 40 years, I read at least one book every single week. There's not a night I don't go to bed and pick up a book and read, you know, 20, 30, 40. If it's a good book, I'll sit and read it till 1, 2, 3 in the morning, because I get into it. But you learn stuff like that. But, you know, the key for me with all this is, you know, and the point I was making the other day, again, stressing it today, you've got to know what makes you tick. What makes me tick, what I do, genuinely has no effect on anybody else. That is what I do, and you've got to find what actually suits me. And I say to a lot of people, I've said it repeatedly through the summer, I've done this, I'm coming up now to 14 years full time. I'm coming up to being on Betfair 20 years. 14 years full time, day in, day out, every day of my life, not having to go out to work, just day in, day out, sitting, doing the same thing, you know, bar 4 or 5 weeks off in the summer in a normal year there. It's all I've done. So I'm going to be at a completely different stage to people setting out. You're me back in 2007, and I think this great, you know, I've always said less is more. Walk before you can run. All this other bits and pieces that do, and one of the key elements for me is to stop, ignore whatever it is, wipe out what other people are doing. That, because it just, I think it just is noise that you don't need. And I'll go back to, I had access back in 2007-08 to some of the best horse information in the country at the time. But it didn't fit in with my plan, so I ignored it. And I went out for curries and that with those guys where they'd had, I remember meeting them for a Chinese. They'd been to Ascot, backed horse at 50 to 1 in the morning. And it went off about 8 to 1 and 1. And they were spoon feeding each other food, drinking champagne. I didn't sit there going, I want to be part of that. I sat there thinking, well done, lads. It wasn't part of my plan. And you know, I get it every time I tweet a winner, you know, and I haven't done it for a while, but when I do, I have spells where I think, oh, just to annoy people. Oh, you didn't give us that, or why did you get that? Where did that come from? It doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with you. I do it just for a bit of motivation. Come on, guys, this is where you're striving for. This is where you can get. But understand that it is a process. But, you know, my point is, that's it, and it is this sort of understanding yourself, building your own characteristics. What are you good at? What are your beliefs? What's your goals? What are your dreams? What are your needs? What are your expectations? Where are you heading? Where do you want it all to head? And ignore other people. And you know, people standing saying, I'm the best, probably aren't the best. People standing saying, my way is the only way, and if you don't do it my way, you've got no chance, probably should be avoided at all costs. Because obviously they're just trying to lead you down a path of do what I do, and this is it, when actually you don't know, one, if it suits you, two, if it works, three, has it got any edge in it, whatever it may be. So that's it, that's all. It's just, it wasn't any, you know, I don't look to have fights with people. I'll always defend myself when people come after me, because I'm not going to put up with it. You know, there's, if people want to have a go, then let's get it on a basis and have a go, simple as that. But for you guys, the ones who listen to this and pay attention, find your own path. What is it you want to do? Ignore what I do, ignore what others do. And that's why I've said it numerous times. That's why I'm not a big fan of trading groups and chat rooms and things like that, because it's too easy to get, oh, he's bet that, I'll have a go at that. Or he's bet that, I'll have a go at that. Or, you know, whatever's said, oh, over 2.5 at odds on, they look good, I'm going to do that this week. It's all those distractions that end up getting you all over the shop. It's a grind. It's a long-term thing. Whatever anybody says, you'll have winners, you'll have losers, you'll have ups, you'll have downs. You've got to find your own path through that and what makes you tick ultimately. What is going to give you the best opportunity? How do you learn? What do you want to do? Where do you want it to go? What's the time span? All that. And I'll go back, you know, online trader, a 10-year plan. Brilliant. I'd stay around for 10 years just to see him do that. Even if I'd had enough, I'd say I'm going to keep going for him, because I just think stuff like that is brilliant. Anyway, that's it. So Jiang Su today. Have a lovely whatever it is. What is it? What is it? What is it? He's off again. Thursday. Have a lovely Thursday. As those of you on Twitter have seen, I've been on to Betfair. We got a load of fixtures wrong at the weekend. I'm hoping that's all sorted so that we can run a process at 8 in the morning. If they don't sort it, then it'll be a bit later. But I've given them notice, so hopefully we get... they just keep getting Spain fixtures wrong every week. So hopefully they get all that fixed up, ready for the weekend, and we can... we can have stuff. They've still got the Cadiz Sevilla game wrong, but hopefully they'll fix that. Feel free to, if you spot any fixtures wrong, email them, and we might actually get somewhere. They're absolutely useless. Right, that's it. Have a lovely... Oh, no, it's not it. Oh, I nearly forgot. I nearly forgot. See, and I can't forget this. Steve Benson. Steve Benson, it is his wedding anniversary for him and Claire. Apparently he said Claire loves listening to the pod. You got something wrong with you, Claire, clearly. He put, I know it's a bit lastminute.com, and it came up as a link to lastminute.com. I thought he's got a holiday for me. I thought old Steve's going to treat me to holidays there. But no, he's not. He wanted me to wish him happy anniversary. So, Steve, Claire, have a lovely anniversary. Have a beautiful day. The sun is shining, Steve. Take her out for lunch, whatever. Bottle of Prosecco. Get pissed like Sam did. Bunch of roses, chocolates. Lavish her, look after her. They are the most important people in our lives, our spouses, without a doubt. Keep us going. So you guys have a fantastic day. And yeah, happy anniversary to you both. That's it, I'm done. See, I love doing it. I do like that because it just makes me feel good that these people are having a nice anniversary today. Steve, Claire, great day. And I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.